The UN says since the start of the conflict in March 2011, over 9 million people have been infected inside Syria. As many as 2.5 million people are stranded in hard-to-reach areas in cities like Homs. At the UN-mediated negotiations in Geneva this week, both sides in the conflict, the Syrian government and opposition forces, agreed that the humanitarian situation in Syria has to be addressed immediately. Speaking to reporters in Geneva, the joint UN and Arab League envoy for Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, said progress on gaining access to the besieged old city of Homs had been slow.
I appealed for action to address the desperate humanitarian situation in Syria. Homs was extensively discussed, though unfortunately there has been no breakthrough yet. We also discussed access to other places, as well as the idea of a countrywide pause in the fighting to allow access to all areas.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, said aid deliveries would not take place until guarantees of safe passage were given by both sides. Jens Lerke is the OCHA spokesperson in Geneva.
Negotiations between the armed opposition and the government continues with a view to grant access into the old city of Homs and also to allow evacuation of civilians. And it will be up to those parties, opposition groups and the government groups, to negotiate among themselves to make it possible for us to create the conditions, the circumstances in which we can provide this aid in a way that's safe for those delivering it and safe for those receiving it.
Aid has now been delivered to the Yarmouk camp just outside the Syrian capital, Damascus. Some 20,000 Palestinian refugees who fled conflict in their homeland live in the camp. There have been reports of malnutrition and people eating animal feed. The UN, through the World Food Programme, WFP, continues to deliver food in the areas it can access. 3.8 million people received food aid inside Syria in December, a figure which is expected to top 4 million in January. WFP's Elizabeth Beers says access is key to providing life-saving aid.
WFP, the World Food Programme, appeals to all parties to the conflict to grant unimpeded access to all civilians throughout the country. World Food Programme needs continuous and sustainable access to affected people to provide life-saving food assistance and to monitor and assess ongoing needs.
The OCHA chief, Valerie Amos, has said the situation in Syria is totally unacceptable. She's appealed once again for an end to what she called this brutal conflict. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.